So I don't, do we have any other questions for the applicant or discussion? Or are we ready to make a motion? And Scott, are we wanting to try to test drive the new approach of?
It's up to you guys.
You know, what was talked about is that any motion that's put before would be a motion to approve the application just to get it out there for discussion, but so that we could get an up or down vote. So even
your
the
vote would determine passage or failing of a motion.
And even the person that makes the motion to approve could vote against
it. Oh,
yeah,
right? They're just wanting to get it to a vote. Correct.
So that's a new approach we're trying to take so we get an up or down vote on it. And we do have six people tonight, so there's potential for a tie.
We need to have a motion to disapprove, right? The way to disapprove is to
vote no on
approval.
And if you make a motion to deny it and it doesn't pass, then that would that make it approved? So if we make a motion to approve it and it doesn't pass, then it is in fact denied. Because if the motion to deny it doesn't pass, then it's not actually denied.
Well, I wasn't aware of the proper rules if you make a motion to approve and then vote against it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't.
Oh, yeah.
Typically, you can't. But
the real way to do it is, before anybody even steps up, you make a motion to approve this project just so you get it on the floor. Second, okay, now let's have our public hearing. Let's go through the process. You get down to the end. The chairman says we have a motion on the floor. If nobody makes a motion, you won't even hear the project. It's not worthy of listening to in that meeting. So I haven't been to a single meeting, hardly in my whole life, that's how it's done. Usually the motion's made at the end, but it would be a lot cleaner, especially if we had a motion to deny that would fail.
Yeah, a motion to deny that fails kind of messes things up.
Then your only other option is, does that mean it's approved? So.
Having said that, I will make a motion to approve that to get it on the floor.
Is there any added conditions within that motion that you want to put in?
Nope.
Okay.
Got a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
A second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion before voting? Hearing none, we'll give this one a shot. All those in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand, say aye. Opposed?
So counts 06. Okay.
Now, do we need to follow that up with any reasoning, or we'll just do that afterwards, or we can do that?
No, you'll need your reasons since it's denied. Because there's a 90-day period from tonight that you can make application to the Board of Adjustment for a hearing with them. And you'll be tasked with providing evidence or testimony of where they erred in their reasons for denying it, which they're getting ready to come up with. That'll be in the letter that we give you.
Okay.
So you do have another shot or another step that you'll have to go through.
It's an appeal process, and there's a 90-day window to make that application.
And they tell me what I have to do.
They're going to tell you the reasons that it was denied, and within those reasons, you go to the Board of Adjustment with testimony or evidence explaining where they made an error in their decision of those reasons.
Mine would be number 4, the entire paragraph of the proposed use is compatible with adjacent uses in terms, scale, site, design, operating characteristics, including but not limited to hours of operation, traffic, generation, light, noise, odor, duties, and other external impacts. And really, I was looking at number 3 as well. The establishment of conditional use will not impede the normal and orderly development improvement of surrounding property. for uses permitted in zoning district. Any other comments or feedback?
I think that four is it.
Four?
Stormwater, the water retention is a really big deal. You need some serious engineering on that. And not to sound like a redneck, but I don't care which college boy tells you what berms you're going to put around that. It won't hold it. Not in Taney County. If you've got creeks you want through there, and you try to berm it or stop it or hold it in some way, it's going to go to the rock and it's going to go under it. I'd take that from somebody to go 10 ton back.
It's cold as you know that you want to be moving down here and you extend your land to get your.
That's 90 days.
Yeah, but they can give you a lot sooner than 90 days.
But again, my husband felt that because we were out in Taney County, we weren't in a city limits, he didn't realize we needed a permit, a conditional permit. And that's, I mean, I'm not lying, that's exactly what he thought. So as soon as we knew.
We believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because of all the things, I mean, you, on Elbow Road, you've got sewage running out on top of the ground with those things there. I mean.
Ma'am, we voted, so.
Can you tell me, can I get a copy of what your number four, number six?
We'll give you a letter, so I'm going to read it back to you. So it's not compatible with the adjoining uses, this land use, or proposed application. And it will impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of the surrounding properties. And then we have to word yours a little bit different, George, but there's stormwater plan that needed to be presented better for the runoff. Is that what you somewhat were stating, that it, we need a better? Okay. So, no, we'll give you a, there'll be a letter stating the outcome of tonight's meeting and then the reasons.
Yeah, and then I have 90 days.
From tonight, you'll have 90 days to make application. And then wherever you apply, you'll fall within that BOA meeting.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, now we're going to move on to. Victor Church Road. 2404. I was trying to figure, I thought he might have been the very first.
He'd been putting his hand
in. Yeah.
I thought, well, you just didn't know your side. Well, yeah.
Well, I was just working the room that way. So.
He's still not broke.
Is the applicant here for?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Scott will start here in a second. You ready, Scott? Let's go.
Okay. CUP number 23006 is Stephen and Kenna Shear Seti are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing five-bedroom single-family home located at 2404 Victor Church Road, Branson. The property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 7.9 acres in size, with one single-family home built in 2005. The property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So our Taney County staff recommendations for this conditional use permit are standard nightly rentals. The ones that our office requires before you start renting is required signage, which is inside and out, to your local representative, owner, the sheriff's department, planning, etc. Our occupancy, parking, solid waste, and safety are all just part of the application. We do require that we get the Missouri Department of Revenue letter or number. We good to occupy from whichever fire district. This one's in Western Taney County Fire District, so we'll have to get something from Western Taney Fire before the nightly rental begins. And then any required buffering in the nightly rentals, if the Planning Commission requires any buffering, that would have to be put into place, as you remember from past applications. So we're here, 65 Highway. This is the high road. Of course, Victor Church Road starts out south of the high road, swings around to the north on the west side of 65. Here's our highlighted parcel off of Victor Church Road. Here's our zoning layer. Zooming in on the parcel. And I did take a pictometry, and I can go to pictometry on Beacon.
Yeah. I own property right there in that turn. It goes straight back into that black area.
Scott, I'm going to go a little out of order on this one just to get him up. So do you want to come on up now, and then we'll let us know your concerns? So your property's to the right?
My property starts right down at the bottom.
Mr. Goldsworthy? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've got your parcel highlighted here. See it? That's your house.
It's actually here, comes across, comes back up. Those two buildings are mine. Actually, there's one, two, three. About four outbuildings right there. That's my barn right there. And then it goes back this way into all these curves. And over 9-point-something acres of property. Like I said earlier, neighbors, fine. I don't have a problem with people who are moving in or wanting to move in next door. My problem is there's a well on that property that comes onto my property that was done by the previous people who were living there. To include, they had to move the septic system to the far side, which would be the right, and to the east of their property. Plus, there's water that runs off right there, straight down the end. It makes a nice little gully. Plus, I've got a pond right there on my property. Concerns there. Who's going to babysit those kids when they sneak out and go jump in the pool? All these little hotel things that wanted to pop up. People are wanting to put their little swimming pools in there, but nobody's going to put a fence around there. You can't make them. You can try. I've seen it tried before. It didn't work in Florida until they actually lost enough children and then it made it mandatory. Plus, that road is well traveled. It's an alternate route, even though people don't want to admit that. The Victor Church is an alternate route for the police department and the fire department. They got no other way to get over to the high road, as they call it. That was a concern years ago. There's no additional fire hydrants anywhere on Victor Church Road. So if the road catches up, anywhere back in there catches, what are they going to do? Can't. There's nothing there to hook up to except for two small ponds. One they stuck a pipe in, a 4-inch pipe in the ground, and said, that's your fire protection. So far, so good. The pond hadn't gone dry. So far in the 20 years I've been here, my pond has not gone dry, which we're very fortunate. We've had a few wrecks.